Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
You happy? Everyone's happy? So we said 20,000 likes and we'll do fan four stick. That's what we said, right? And here we are. So thanks, everybody. Thanks.
And you're going to reveal to me whether we got that amount of likes. And I'm excited because I can just walk out that door.
We're already recording, Mason. We're in the video.
Oh, it's a bad outcome for me, but all right. Also, I did watch it, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
For my own enjoyment, but I don't want to do this video.
That's it. So yeah, if you could leave another like on this one as well,
that'd be great. Terrific.
Yeah, if we can hit that again, cool.
If we get 20,000 likes, we'll watch it again and say similar things, but we'll be sadder about it.
You know we will, yeah. Anyways, everybody knows the reason why this was made. The window, as always, was closing on Fox to make a Fantastic Four movie.
Otherwise, they lose the rights.
They lose the rights. They had to at least start it to get it into productions. Turns out you don't have to actually release it like they did with the original.
That's right, yeah.
But did you know Marvel Studios actually offered to give Fox an extension on rebooting Daredevil in exchange for the Fantastic Four film rights along with all the expanded cosmic universe? And they went, no. Know.
That's wild.
And then they ended up just losing them all anyway.
So that's doubly wild. But yeah. So Marvel were like, please, we will give you whatever you want.
Yes. Here's the thing about this movie. I think up until they get their powers, there is genuinely some good stuff in it.
Do you?
Yes. Because it's supposed to be, and this is the idea behind Josh Trank, and the director, and we'll talk about kind of why this fell apart. It was supposed to be a blend of Raimi's Spider-Man, Cronenberg's The Fly, Scanners, Chronicle, and it's a bit of the Marvel Ultimates thrown in there as well.
That version
of Fantastic Four. And the trailer became the most watched trailer in 20th Century Fox's history. People were raring to see this.
Yeah.
I think the idea of almost a horror-themed Fantastic Four movie where it's a bit of a burden to be Ben Grimm because it hurts when you're covered in rocks and you're all made of rocks.
And you're not wearing underpants either.
You're not wearing underpants anytime ever.
You'd feel the intense pain of existence and also drafty in your nether bits.
So I think there are some good ideas in here, but overall, this is a fucking disaster.
Yeah, right?
This is horrible.
Well, look, I've written a note here. It just says, after the Fantastic Four get their powers, things somehow get more boring.
Yes.
So, this movie is recent enough that we actually talked about it on our podcast, The Weekly Planet, when it came out.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Please do. But at the time, I remember saying specifically, this movie to me, as it came out, not as it was originally intended, is like a biopic of a scientist who wasn't very interesting. It's like they saw the movie A Beautiful Mind and they thought, well, all intellectuals must have a rich inner life and an exciting backstory. Let's do another one. Let's get this Reed Richards. He must be exciting. He's not.
No, not at all. Also, how old is he supposed to be? Because it opens where he's at school, he's a little boy, and the teacher's like, you'll never do anything, you'll never make a flying car, you're dumb, and everybody hates you, and redo your assignment. What is this? What, it's one of those universes where, I guess it's one of those things where, again, I used to be a teacher.
Yep.
So if a kid gets up and does a report, and they're 9 years old, and they go, I want to invent teleportation, and I want to do a flying car. You're not like, you're a fucking idiot. Can you come back tomorrow with a more reasonable idea?
I've written a note here. My first note says, Reed's teacher should quit. He's lost the love for his profession.
That's right. He should go back to voicing Homer Simpson.
That's right. For $1 million a week. I mean, and I would have rather seen a movie about that guy, to be honest. He quits his job. He learns to fish and he goes out on the open seas.
It's crazy to me, though, that then when it flashes forward to them at the end of high school, where they're clearly 28.
They're two grown men.
And the funny thing about that is you see a file for the thing later in the movie, and it says he was born in 86. So if this came out in 2015, That guy was 28, 29 years old and still in high school, is all I'm saying.
That's a continuity error that we're going to use to mock him. So that's good. I am excited for that. It's also wild to me that they didn't also... It would be less jarring if they'd also aged up all the other children
yes.
in the high school science competition. If they all were in their 20s, you'd go, okay, well, we're doing that kind of kid
that Smallville
sitcom.
Kind of...
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. But to be like... Have the two men lumber over to another child and be like, give us your science project. We're going to teleport a kid. And the kid's like, oh, this guy probably has a mortgage. I better do what he says.
What I also don't understand about that science fair, again, the teacher is like, do a real project. This isn't magic. Even if you think that's magic, that's the best thing in the room.
Even if you thought he did it with mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right. It's incredible. And then, you know, but the teacher doesn't love it, but obviously Dr. Storm comes in and he says...
He's perusing the local high school.
Just in case there are some kid geniuses out there. You know, maybe that volcano can solve world hunger or something.
I will give it to them that he was keeping an eye on Reed.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
But at the same time, I won't give it to them because this is not a good movie.
So Dr. Storm says to them, I think you've cracked interdimensional travel. Now, he says that, but the model plane they used to teleport, it comes back severely burnt and with pieces missing. So if they were like, we've cracked interdimensional travel, do you want to do that? I'd be like, no, I don't want to come back on fire with pieces missing.
But what if Sue says, I also have this vial of dirt that I keep on me. What do you think of this now?
Oh, you know my weakness is a vial of dirt. You know I love to numb it up. Num, 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 num.
So I think the idea of them meeting as a team,
yep,
I don't think it's entirely terrible. There's some clear edits in this where Victor Von Doom was supposed to be Victor Domachev.
And they've ADR'd it over the top, yeah.
Because he kind of looks down his file and he goes, I can't believe you've got... Victor Von Doom here, famous comic book villain, everybody right. watching this. Uh-huh.
All right, side note also.
Great.
It's only just occurred to me now, there is a line when Sue Storm, she's speaking to Victor Von Doom and he's being quite negative, and she goes, oh, Dr. Doom over here. That only makes sense if Dr. Doom is already an established character in the fiction of the world in which you live, right? Because otherwise, what's that reference? Who do you call Dr. Doom? That's not a thing. Unless there's already a comic book character called Dr. Doom, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's not a joke, especially if your name's Doom. I don't go to you and go, oh, a bit negative. You're being a bit Dr. Sunday Movies over there.
That's who I am.
Doesn't make any sense.
Makes perfect sense, and this movie makes sense.
My favorite thing that makes sense.
Okay.
No, well, look, great segue. One of the earliest things is when obviously they graduate high school and Reed Richards is on the fast track to the big city and he goes to the city.
Took him 28 years.
And there's this slow dramatic pan with this swelling orchestra up to just a boring office building. It's got Baxter on the side of it. And he's like, wow, the Baxter building.
A building like in the big city.
It's not even that big.
But at the big city building, a right? medium-sized building.
And then, at the very least, I would hope that he would go in there and it's just drudgery and there's just office workers making copies. And he's like, wow, everyone. And they're like, ugh. But everybody else is thrilled to be working in this place
they're
also. And
there.
I get it because he's from, you know, he's from Oyster Bay. He's from this small town kind sure. of thing. And he's thrilled. But we, the audience, are not thrilled.
No.
Because we've been to the city before.
I guess it should more reflect the building that they get at the end that they clearly added very last minute.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
You know, they look over that facility and they go, wow, look at this facility. / green screen, we can't see anything. Isn't it incredible? All the things that we get to work on now.
Mm.
What do you think of character designs? I'm talking suits. I'm talking use of powers.
You're saying specifically, what do I think of this version of the thing?
Yeah, sure.
It's all right. But again, he should put some underpants on.
Weird human eyes.
Yeah.
I think the casting is okay here. I know one of the heavy criticisms is Jamie Bell is much smaller than the thing, but
sure.
there's a transformation there. He gets covered in rocks.
That's true.
And that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like how they go drunk into another dimension and then one of them puts their hand in a glowing puddle? That's
yeah,
pretty good, isn't it?
That's right.
They're all very intelligent people, aren't they? Aren't they?
I don't know.
They're winning science fairs. Oh, no, they're not winning science fairs. I forgot.
They're science fair losers, and that's probably the chip on their shoulder that makes them become drunk and go to an alternate dimension.
Obviously, the worst character design is Dr. Doom.
Yeah, it always is for some reason.
How do they do it? And this is way worse than the other ones by a long way. So he's a terraforming, head-exploding, melted crash test dummy of a man. His eyes are too close together. The mouth doesn't move. It's got a big garbage bag cloak.
Yes.
He sometimes glows. He's like, ah, oh, look at my powers. He's just moving mountains. Where's your Dr. Doom stuff?
Right? Barely any Dr. Doom stuff.
Look, again.
And he's only in it for like 12 minutes.
Well, do you know the funny thing is? He was supposed to be the Herald of Galactus. The original version of this is not an hour 40. It's like 2 hours 27. Mm-hmm. And he actually, when they go into the other dimension, it's a dead world and Galactus is there. And they're like, oh no. So Doom,
cool.
They film this.
Yeah.
So Doom stays and becomes this version of the Silver Surfer.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
I have a couple of time code notes.
I love time code notes.
This one says, the start of the movie, Ben Grimm disappears. He doesn't come back into the cast until the 25-minute mark. He's gone for 25 minutes.
Sure.
But when I went to check, I assumed it was at the 1 hour mark. I'm like, geez, he's been gone for an hour, hasn't he?
It's short, but it drags.
But then he doesn't show up again for 37 minutes.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's just gone. And by that point, the rest of the team are just, they're getting along.
They're palling about.
Reed and Doom are having this furious dry erase marker war on the whiteboard. They're palling around. Everybody's being friends. And then just Ben Grimm's just shown up at the end. Why? To weld some stuff.
Yeah, to weld some stuff. And have a horrible rock transformation.
Yeah. The machine that they use to travel through parallel dimensions is built in this sort of static time lapse.
Yep.
That makes it look like an educational video. It's not exciting.
You don't think there's some educational value to that?
No.
No.
If anything, watching this makes you dumber.
So what was also baffling about this movie coming out in 2015, and I know it was reshot, but they're really doing the blue light in the sky thing. And by that point, it was so far done that it was baffling. When I saw it, I'm like, really?
There's probably a Netflix category for it. Just put in blue sky beam and you'll find a whole bunch of stuff.
And just that whole last sequence of them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Coming together and they're just all tumbling over each other and the stretching ability, he doesn't really do that much with it again. It's mostly long punches. I like that he can change his face. That's something that he can do in the comics.
That is true, yeah.
That, you know, where he can actually disguise himself. But at the end, Dr. Doom just goes up into the sky beam and he disintegrates and he's gone forever or whatever. But who cares? And then when they come out of it, there's this, again, that swell of music.
Yes,
like,
that's
look
right.
At these heroes. And there is a crater the size of the fucking moon.
Yep.
And they're like, we did it. So many people. You also did this because you built these machines. This is your fault.
That's right.
I know that like Doom came back and did this, but this is you. You did this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're bad people and you should all be in jail. They should not. You know what?
Yeah.
Everyone who made this movie should be in jail.
Wow. So the fictional character should be in jail,
yep.
and the producers of the film should also be in
jail.
I'll
go this far. Everybody who's involved in any version of the Fantastic Four movies ever should all be in jail.
What about people who watch the Fantastic Four yes. movies? James, no. I can hear the cops coming now.
And then at the end, because they're like, give us this facility, we want somewhere to work. And then there's that palling about, and they're like, what should we call ourselves? It's like that Avengers Assemble moment from Ultron or whatever. And just the bit where Johnny Storm goes, what are you like going to be called? The bloody thing that nobody wanted. What are you doing?
Brutal, right?
Why are you saying shit?
So
you
mean.
You've barely spoken.
That's
now
true,
you're just
yeah.
like, look at this fucking freak.
Yeah, right.
He's up.
Yeah, right.
And then they're like, I've got a good name. Wait for it. Wait for it.
End of
credits.
The movie.
Great. Fantastic.
Incredible. That's true.
And the wig. The Sue Storm wig.
Sue Storm wig. Oh, my God.
Just wildly fluctuating between scenes.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Do you want some miscellaneous notes?
I love
Meso's
it.
Meso's miscellaneous
I
notes.
I love it.
Let's see. At one point, Reed looks at all the awards they've won at the Baxter Building, and it says, Baxter Institute develops the first quad series super microchip. Boring. So it doesn't say Baxter Institute develops flying car or a cloaking device.
Well,
a quad microchip.
It's funny that you say that because the flying car was deleted from the movie.
Of course it was. You know why? Because it was interesting.
Yeah, there was one that Reed made, kind of this jalopy, but there's also concept art of other kind of strange designs, which I think are quite cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've written here, Reed and Sue meet cute, and then I've just put dot, dot, dot. It wasn't interesting. nothing happens. At one point, Sue tells Reed his unsupervised experiment that he did as a kid could have opened a black hole and swallowed the entire planet. Cool. Tell us some other visually spectacular dramatic things that didn't happen. It's good. I like that. You know, tell, don't show. That's what I say. Victor started the Quantum Gate project when he was younger than you. You know, you a fully grown adult man. At one point, Victor Von Doom says to Reed Richards, I gotta say, it's pretty impressive that you nearly destroyed an entire planet with speaker cable and aluminium foil.
Got him.
That's a pretty good experiment for me to poop on, you know?
That also is pretty impressive.
That's been pretty good.
Yeah.
The negative zone is just a mountain range in the dark. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, it is the negative zone. We shouldn't mention
they're in the
that,
negative
yeah.
zone. I've written the back half of this movie is very depressing.
Yep.
At one point, a screen shows up that's Ben Grimm. He's in his late 20s.
Yep.
But also it says confirmed kills 43.
Yeah, he's doing well.
I don't want to know the lovable Yancey Street orphan turned, you know, superhero loved by every member of the public has killed 43 men. And that's only confirmed kills.
It doesn't say men, and it doesn't say
not
adults.
Women and children. That's very true. And look, I have one final note. It says, in this movie, everyone's great at physics, but bad at chemistry. Interpersonal chemistry. I've got them. I got them.
Have you done it again?
I know, but I did it again, though, didn't I? Don't ask how I did it again. Just know that I did it again.
So I do want to talk about how this movie kind of fell apart. But before I do that, would you like to hear some things that were deleted?
Yes. I mean, if Galactus is one of the notes,
yeah.
I'm excited to hear the rest.
Oh, yeah. There's some way more less interesting stuff that I've got listed here.
Now, why was this deleted? It wasn't deleted by the director, Josh Trank.
I could explain that to
Please.
You. Yeah. First, there was Jeremy Slater's original version, the screenplay, and that included Mole Man, which we sort of get because one of those guys is sort of the Mole Man or named loosely after the Mole Man.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dr. Doom would have been a Latverian dictator, but Simon Kinberg rewrote the screenplay, who did a lot of reshoots on this. Mm-hmm. He's worked on a lot of the Fox, X-Men, and Fantastic Four stuff, making Dr. Doom an antisocial programmer and cutting Mole Man and Galactus.
Because that's what we need more of in real life, programmers and not Galactus.
Oh my goodness. This is what else was cut. Fantastica I mentioned. The posters show a crumbling city.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
All the cities are fine, I think, as far as I know.
Originally, the robot Herbie was going to appear in the film, but the studio vetoed the idea because they didn't want to raise comparisons with Tony Stark's Jarvis or the Star Wars droids and this concept art of that. Doombots were also going to show up.
Oh, my God.
At one point at the end, they defeat Dr. Doom, and it's not really him, it's a Doombot. In all the trailers, and they kept playing this after the movie came out, there's a moment where the thing jumps from a helicopter.
That's right. Not in the movie, yeah.
Originally, Josh Trank intended this film to be connected to Chronicle, which he helped write.
Right.
The idea was nixed, but the negative zone contains crystals similar to those seen in that film.
Oh, my goodness.
I think this could have been worked into the Chronicle-verse.
That suggests that Johnny Storm and Frank and Michael B. Jordan's character in Chronicle are related somehow.
Oh my goodness. Also,
somehow they'd have to be twin brothers. Yes. Somehow. Maybe they're father and son and they look the same.
Maybe he swapped out one of the Johnny Storms for Sue. He went, I got two of these. I get another one.
That's true.
I get something different. Yeah. So the 3D conversion for this, the money, it was actually used for reshoots. And the reshoots bumped the budget from $122 million to $155 million. But it only made $167 million worldwide.
Oh dear.
And when, of course, this movie came out, Josh Trank put this tweet out, which I'm sure people remember. A year ago, I had a fantastic version of this and would have received great reviews. You'll probably never see it. That's reality, though. What actually happened was, and again, this is all speculation, we don't really know. It's said that Josh Trank displayed erratic and very isolated behavior on set. This led to clashes between Trank and the producers over the direction of the film.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say he would be entirely to blame for this. Maybe he had a vision and they pushed back on that. We don't really know kind of the situation in particular. Mm. But also it's rumored that Josh Trank had some small dogs that were left in his rented house while he was filming this, and they caused $100,000 worth of damage to the property. Also, apparently he had a fist fight with Miles Teller.
Oh, wow.
That was also after he pushed the studio to cast Miles Teller. He was like, this is the guy I want.
Fight. I'm going to do it. I will do it on set.
Yeah. And after this all happened, he tweeted, I'll never be working on a comic book movie again. But he did actually write a review on Letterboxd.
That's right, yeah.
A few years back. I can read some snippets here if you
want. Please do, yeah.
You can say no and I can not read them if you want.
No, I think you should. You've set us up for greatness, so go for it.
So this is just bits and pieces, but you can read the whole thing. Here it is on the screen. The movie is all right. I was expecting it to be much worse than it was. I literally haven't seen it since 2 weeks before it came out, and I was in a heavily fucking traumatized state of mind. Why? I'll save that for another time. Everyone in this film is a great actor, and overall, there is a movie in there somewhere, and the cast deserves to be in that movie. Everyone who worked on Fan Four Stick, he's written it that way, which some people refer to his film as.
That's right.
Clearly wanted to make that movie, but ultimately it wasn't. You know, is there going to be a release, the Trank cut, you know, the same way with Zack Snyder, but he's like, look, I'm not Zack Snyder, so, you know, I can understand why that isn't the case. But he says, I don't regret it. It's part of me. I hope Peyton Reed makes the next Fantastic Four movie and crushes it, and that I get a cameo. So anyway, that's it. So I feel like he kind of has come out of this in a more positive way. He's still making movies. Hopefully he'll bounce back from this. Or maybe he won't. I don't know.
Turn into a big rubbery ball.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Is this anything though? Is there value in watching this?
I was bored the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
The whole
way
through.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Not,
Do you think there are some nuggets of some good ideas in here?
I mean, there sure are some nuggets. Of poop.
Got him.
I got him.
Got him again.
I got him
how
again.
How does he do it?
I don't know. I don't know how I do it.
He doesn't even rehearse him.
Please don't ask how I do it. Don't ask.
He won't tell. Yeah, look, where are they going next with this, though? I mean, I think Marvel are probably going to strip it right back to kind of the 60s origins, I'd imagine, because that's what they seem to do for a lot of these reboots. They take the core elements that have always been popular.
Look, I would be very happy with give him a 60s origin, maybe a 60s adventure, and like Captain Marvel, have him disappear out into deep space or another dimension.
Yep.
And then just bring him back into the modern day and be like, what have we missed, everyone?
Yeah. And they're like, the Austin Powers films. What else happened? What else happened? That's probably it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a terrible virus, by the way, right now.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Right now. Don't touch anything. Don't touch your face. Johnny, you'll probably be all right. Just stay on fire all the time.
Yeah, absolutely you will. Anyways, we did it. We've done all the Fantastic Four movies. I didn't like this. I'm going to be honest. I had
like
a bad time doing
those
movies.
No, I don't think overall, I don't think I enjoyed the experience. It was a bad experience.
Yeah.
I 100% get how Josh Trank feels. I completely relate to him on every level. If anything, I've had a more traumatic experience.
I'm curious though, what's the best one of these? Genuinely, what I think Silver Surfer is, but what do people think?
Yeah, and what's the best? If none of those, what is your favorite Fantastic Four expanded media? Is there a great animated cartoon? Mm. Is there a video game that people like?
I know you love the Silver Surfer animated show.
Oh my God, that's a really good one. That's very Kirby-esque.
The little pink ball.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
It's exactly like it. You can hardly tell the difference. The thing is, though, people actually voted for us to do these
movies.
That's
true, they did, yeah.
And you can vote for the next set. Currently, the James Bond Brosnan movies are winning the poll. We've watched GoldenEye, but we haven't recorded it yet. So you can swing that if you do want to sign up and shift it in another direction. But of course, come back next week because maybe GoldenEye, but maybe a different thing. Yeah, there you go. Anyways, I've been Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I don't know. That's what are you? What are
Have
you?
A fantastic week, everyone.
Yep. Hey, he's done it again.
I've done it again, haven't I? I've done it. Do not ask how I do. You've got that look. Do not ask. That's legitimately a threat. Do not ask. Anyway, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.